And for those who find themselves among the 9 million-plus Americans now out of work, solace can come in the form of family, friends, or, for a great many people, religion. With that in mind, some church groups are looking for ways to help people tackle the challenge of finding a new job. They're combining practical advice about networking and resumes with a little bit of spiritual outreach. NPR's Jim Zaroli reports.
The First Congregational Church in Granby, Connecticut is the kind of classic stately white church that can be found in so many New England villages, a throwback to the days when Granby was mainly a small farming town. But in recent years, as the nearby city of Hartford has grown, Granby has slowly turned into a bedroom community, and it's confronting some very contemporary problems. On a Tuesday evening, about 50 people crowd into a church basement and begin taking their seats on metal folding chairs. Most are middle-aged men, white-collar refugees from Hartford's insurance and technology industries, and they're looking for work. They're people such as Mike Bigda, who still wears a shirt bearing the logo of the software automation company that laid him off last September after 16 years.
Job market is difficult. There are hundreds and hundreds of resumes submitted for each job, and then you're up against strong competition, I'd say, anytime you are interviewing for a position.
As the meeting gets underway, Deacon Sue Shefflin leads the group in a prayer.
Dear Lord, be with us tonight as we gather together on this wonderful summer evening. We give thanks for this group, for the opportunity it gives each of us to listen, learn, support, and share a common goal. Be with each of us as we continue our journey for reemployment.
For the next 2 hours, there is little mention of religion, and except for the small wooden cross tucked off to one side, this might be any meeting room anywhere. The guest speaker tonight is Brian Judd, who's written several books on job hunting.
So just remember to control your attitude. I call it controlling your fear, finances, emotions, actions, then you control your results. If you can do that, I don't think you have any problems at all. So good luck, and thank you very much for listening.
After Judd speaks, one woman raises her hand to say she's been laid off for the second time in a decade.
You think that it gets easier each time you get laid off, and it doesn't. The rules change, and
the others in the room nod as she speaks. This group was started in the late 1980s by some lay leaders at the church and then disbanded as the economy improved. A few years ago, as the jobless rate picked up again, it was revived. Today, it's joined forces with other local job groups, and together they've helped almost 100 people land jobs. David Willis is a longtime church member who helped found the group.
What we try to do is equip people who are looking for jobs with the skills that can accelerate that.
Willis's group is one of several grassroots organizations tied to churches and synagogues that are taking an active role in job training in Connecticut. A Catholic church in Hartford offers one-on-one job counseling, and others have started networking groups. Willis and others say houses of worship, which attract a cross-section of people from different professions, can be excellent places to network. Most of the people who come here each Tuesday have no ties to the church or, in some cases, to any organized religion, and church leaders take pains to point out they're not trying to proselytize. Still, David Willis concedes that coming to a church each week can affect people. He remembers one woman who came to the group last year.
Both she and her husband were unemployed at the same time, and the people that came to this group gave them support and a sense of direction. And she said, for the first time ever, I think maybe I should be attending church.
Willis says that's at best a byproduct of what his group is trying to achieve. He says the main goal is to help those who come here get back on their feet and ultimately to ensure that the group no longer has to meet at all. Jim Zaroli, NPR News.